Welcome to your, it's the
Thank
17th
you.
Today.
Yes, it is.
St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to our many folks in the audience this morning. I'm going to have the committee administrator introduce the measure we're considering, and we're going to be in subcommittee until we get a quorum, which I'm hopeful we will be able to do shortly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Concurrent Resolution 8 honors Eugene Debs Potts for a career of public service that includes 23 years in the Oregon State Legislature, 2 years as the mayor of Grants Pass, 196 days as the acting governor of Oregon, and 19 years as the commissioner of the Oregon State Lottery.
Great. We have a number of esteemed folks here to testify. I'm going to ask the Potts to come on up first. You want to do that? Come on up. It's okay.
Where'd you go?
I'm sorry?
Where do I go?
Just sit right here. And you just need to state your name for the record and tell us a little bit about either why you want this measure or tell us a little bit about your dad. Uncle, sorry.
Okay. My name is Keith Potts, and I brought my family here from Grants Pass. I believe that... I think Debs would probably say that you guys are going through way too much trouble for him, but we all know that that's not true. A lot of people knew Debs because of what he could do for them, but what's amazing is exactly how much he did for everybody. It was a real good, I'm real proud to say that I'm a member of the family, and it was, he's just, you know, heroes are hard to find, and he was a good man to look up to and to look as a role model. I think about last year when they did the bridge tribute in Grants Pass, that was about the most exact reference I would think is because this bridge provides a purpose. It moves such a volume of traffic, and it's just so important to the community. Yet, if you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't even know it was there. And I was just like Debs by how much he used to do and how hard he used to work, but. He always told me it didn't matter who got the credit as long as the job got done. Anyhow, so once again, I thank you for what you're doing today.
Thank you. We appreciate you bringing your wife up and the four boys, and I understand the boys are going to do reports for school since they're missing a day of school. So we're glad to have all of you here today.
Thank you.
Senator Hannon, Senator Troll, come on forward, you two.
Madam Chair, for the record, my name is Len Hannon. I live at 1149 North Ventura Street in Kaiser, and I'm here today to honor and pay tribute to my good friend and colleague, Senator Debs Potts. Senator Potts was a man of his word. He came from Jackson County and Josephine County, but you know, he always laid claim that because his mother didn't quite arrive quickly enough in Oregon, he was born in California. And he always shared this story about how he felt like he was a true Oregonian. And I think the people of Oregon really felt that Debs Potts exemplified what Oregon is truly about. In his time as Senate President, in his time as Mayor of the City of Grants Pass, in his time as chairman of the Lottery Commission, Senator Potts exemplified what service above self really is all about. He went that extra mile. I can recall many times when Senator Potts would get up early in the morning, leave Grants Pass, drive all the way to Salem, sit through a meeting, and go back to Grants Pass that same day. And nine times out of ten, he probably never even charged the state mileage for coming up here. He felt that was part of his service. But Madam Chair, members, I'd like to read a letter that was sent to Dixie and I in December 2001. It's sent in a lottery envelope with Eugene Potts upside down on the envelope. And it says, to the Honorable Dixie and Senator Len Hannon. And that's what Senator Potts always referred to Dixie as, the Honorable Dixie. But it was dated December 13, 2001. Dear folks, just a note to say thank you to both of you. These days and years really roll by. I know you're busy in Salem this week, Len, and I hope it doesn't cut into your well-deserved holiday. Knowing you and Dixie has certainly been one of the great pleasures and things in my life, and I will always be grateful. Debs. He was a friend, he was a colleague, he was a person of humility, but he served Oregonians. Madam Chair, members, as an honor to Debs, I would like to suggest an amendment to the concurrent resolution that the lottery building here in Salem be named the E.D. Debs Potts Building in honor of Debs Potts' 19 years of service as chairman of the Lottery Commission. I think we could do no less than to show him our honor and our gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hannon. And for the members, committee members, you should have in front of you SCR 8, the -1 amendments. Senator Troll.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members and friends. It's great to be back here, and it's especially good to be here to talk about Senator Debs Potts. Senator Hannon, John Powell, Cliff Trow, and about five others were members of the class of 1974. We got elected in 74 and came to the 75 session. A whole group of Democrats, one independent who became a Democrat as well, and we needed some schooling, some grounding in what happened around here. And we were very fortunate because Senator Debs Potts, more than any other senator, acted as our mentor and helped us learn how to cope with suddenly being a state senator. The 74 session was right after Watergate. It was a time when people were very suspicious of government, feeling somehow or other that, in a sense, they'd been betrayed. And it was really good to find a process that worked, good people in it, people like Senator Potts, who had given already a number of years, had been Senate president twice by the time we got there, was very important member of the Ways and Means Committee. I know sometimes when things came to the floor of the Senate from the Ways and Means Committee, and there might be controversy, the term was they would circle the wagons and fight for what Ways and Means Committee wanted to do. And in that circle always was Debs Potts, doing a tremendous job of defending the decisions of Ways and Means. And he was a very conscientious member of Ways and Means. A couple of things I think stand out about Debs Potts. Debs Potts was a man who was a gentleman and was able to have friends, and he was loyal to friends. He worked as Senate President in a situation where there was a coalition of Republicans and Democrats elected him to be Senate President in both of the terms that he was Senate President. That was a difficult time, and there clearly was a lot of feeling about the coalition. But one of the things that everybody, including Governor Tom McCall, would say when Debs Potts was president of the Senate, that the Senate was in good hands because he was fair and he worked with people in both parties reasonably well. Senator Fadley's here in the audience, and he certainly can remember some of those times, so maybe he will talk about those. But by the time We came to the Senate. Jason Day was president of the Senate, and clearly Deb Spots worked well with Jason and worked well in the Ways and Means Committee, and did a tremendous job. One of the ways you can understand the loyalty that he had and his gentlemanly aspects was the fact that the people who knew him best really loved him. They liked him tremendously well. The people who worked for him over the years thought he was tremendous, and those in the Senate realized that he helped make the Senate a club, and with both Republicans and Democrats got along much better, I think, than they do now, quite frankly. And I think that was a role that he played that was a very good role. So I'm really delighted to speak in favor of Senate Concurrent Resolution 8. I think Deb Spots is a person who made a great contribution to the state.
Thank you. Any questions for this panel? Thank you very much. We're delighted to have both of you here today.
Thank you.
Next up, Shannon Fain, Marilyn Luttrell. Good morning and welcome to the Capitol this morning.
My name is Marilyn Luttrell, 1888 Carton Way, Merlin, Oregon. It's about 5 miles down the road from Pottsville. Although I wouldn't say that. I always said Merlin first, and he said no, Pottsville first. So I had seen Debs around and met him, but then in 83, and my husband, myself, and three other folks, along with the business association, decided Merlin needed to park. And of course, Debs was there. He was the one. We had an in-kind grant. If anybody knows anything about in-kind grants, you go out and get the money first, and then the state will give you some. So he was the first one to step up to the plate and give me a donation. And so it was from then on, we worked together on several different community projects in and around Josephine County. The main thing I'd like for everybody to know is that Davis was highly instrumental in helping to create Rural Community College, which is now extended into Jackson County. They had just started the college, and of course, like everybody else, didn't have a lot of money. My understanding is there was a special session going on, and Debs managed somehow to get something attached to that to get some money for the college, and that's how it survived. So I like that story.
Great to hear.
And there's many more. I knew him more as he had two suits, one he wore here and one in Pottsville. So the one in Pottsville is the one that I know the best. And I ran the Merlin Parade for, he was our Grand Marshal. He carried the Grand Marshal in the Merlin Parade every year. Until the year he passed away. And he had the Pottsville taxi, and that's what he carried the Grand Marshal in and led the parade off after the colors. So he did that for about 16 years. And we were proud to have him as a gentleman and a friend in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I'm Shannon Fain. And I live at Pottsville, and I live in Deb's parents' old house, which was constructed entirely of lumber and materials from right off the property. His parents started a small lumber mill on the property years ago, right after World War II. So I can't really... I see no purpose in getting into all the wonderful experiences that we've all shared with Debs. There's just we've all had a lot of experiences at the Capitol here and around the community. I guess my main focus is to share with you the importance of Pottsville. It is about 100-acre parcel, which is complete with its own little pioneer town and museum type atmosphere, and in the last year since Debs left us, the Eugene Debs Potts Foundation, in which I play a role as president, we've been carefully preserving, and we've actually dredged up so many pieces of memorabilia that we had never seen before. Deb's life and his experiences were truly, I think, a lot more amazing than what any of us really know. The quest to organize and preserve all this history, whether it be photographs, documents, or various artifacts, is currently going on. All I can say is I've known Deb since I was 8 years old. He was always a tremendous inspiration to me and everybody around me and everybody in the community. And he was a humble giant that would give much more than he would take or ask for. And I think that Deb's could easily be considered one of the most important people in Oregon history. And I'm very proud to know the man, and I really appreciate the efforts of this committee to further remember Deb's and cast his memory in the minds of Oregonians for decades and centuries to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need to add something.
Fire away.
Those folders are for you guys to keep. There's some of the letters that I got in response to a request for support to name the Third Bridge in Grants Pass after Deb's. And you'll see the sign in the Jefferson County Historical Society on the very back page. On the bottom of the page, that's me in front of the sign. I told ODOT when we started that I didn't want something on that bridge that would conflict with the art that was already there, but I sure didn't want a sign that they couldn't see. So that was our compromise. And former Senator Bailey Adams is the one that assisted me with that. And the other little ticket is for the Applegate Trail Interpretive Center, which I'm executive director. That's a Fred Minton's. Debs was also involved with that.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much for joining us today. Any questions? Thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Last but not least, I have a couple former senators and Dale Penn, John Powell, Ed Fadley, and Dale Penn. Don't you think that's where you belong, sir, is in the middle? Good morning.
Morning. Who wants to go first? Age or
I think Beauty, you're the only senator I ever remember being hypnotized in the building. You should go ahead.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I, without slighting the chair of the committee or the previous witnesses, if Debs was running this committee, the meeting would be over by now.
Well, if you would state your name for the record, we could probably move forward, Mr. Powell.
It's John Powell. I reside here in Salem now. When I first was elected to the legislature, I was one of the people I was nervous about meeting was Senator Potts. Mm-hmm. Knew a lot about him from newspaper accounts and following the legislature over the years. But he turned out to be one of the real joys of my life. I was seated next to him in the Senate for a reason, so that if I got carried away as some young 26-year-old might, Debs could put his arm around me and bring me back into reality. But he was such a gentle person. I was able to assist in raising some money to have a portrait of Debs painted that hangs at the lottery right now. And I wish the artist who had painted that could have been here, because he called me after he called my secretary, Kelly, who, after he had visited with Debs, and what a unique individual he found in Pottsville. And the picture has his grandfather clock behind him, and I think the symbol symbolizes the fact that Debs was timeless. He kept up. I was able to keep in touch with him because I have a client that has an interest in the Oregon Lottery. And there's a history there. Debs was chairing the subcommittee that issued the general fund loan to get the lottery started. Debs didn't think it was a very good deal, didn't think the state would ever get the money back. But when he became chairman of the commission, he said, if we're going to have this thing, we're going to run it right, and we're going to make it work. And he did. And he was a ground, on-the-ground guy with that lottery. He was everywhere in the state promoting the lottery and making sure that it was run with integrity and honestly. And Governor Vicatia, to this day, says it's one of the best appointments he had ever made while he was governor. But Debs personifies, I think, what we all hope Oregon stands for. Just an honest, hardworking person. He owned a cemetery, and he used to go to Portland to get rebar in his 1968 pickup. I think it was a 68, or it might have been a little bit newer than that, but it was an older pickup. And he would load that thing to the point where the front tires would barely touch the ground, and he'd park it down here. After he built the wings, he'd park it in the wings, and it would just sit there kind of almost teetering, and he'd drive it all the way back to Grants Pass. But he was truly a gentleman and somebody that I know all of us were just proud to have as a friend.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Penn.
Thank you very much. My name is Dale Penn. I'm director of the Oregon Lottery, and John has used all of my stories here, so I'll be quick. I didn't have the honor to know Debs Potts, but I have learned a lot about him since I've gone to the lottery. I've talked to many, many people, and they always say the same things. A gentleman, someone who really did care about others, who went out of his way to help others, and extremely honest and full of integrity. And he certainly brought that to the lottery. The one story that I've heard that hasn't been shared today is that he would constantly stop on his travels and walk in to different retailers that were carrying lottery products and just ask them how things were going. Well, at the very beginning of the lottery, one retailer told him, well, you haven't set up the payment process yet, and I've already paid tickets, and no one's reimbursed me. So, full of integrity and desiring to fulfill the responsibilities of the lottery, he took money out of his pocket and paid that retailer, well, here's your prize money for paying off those tickets. That's the way he approached things. But the other thing that I would share is that as I've talked to employees at the lottery, many, many of them came up to me and said, you know, the one thing about him that we always remember is he went out of his way to listen to you, to acknowledge you, and to thank people for work that they've done. And I had numbers of employees bring me handwritten notes similar to Senator Hannon, thanking them for presentations that they've made and the job that they have done. And I think it is a true witness to his concern and his commitment to integrity and to supporting and helping others is the painting that John talked about that still hangs in the lottery building and the entrance. It is entitled The Chairman. And we have other chairmen of the commission, and yet in the hearts of lottery employees, he will always remain as the chairman of the Oregon Lottery. And so we're happy to be here today to support this resolution.
Thank you. Mr. Fraley.
Yes. Senator Brown, Vice Chair Farioli, Senator Atkinson, I'm sorry I don't know you better, and Senator Shields, I'm sorry I don't know you better. It would help me to know what it was you would be interested in about this man. There's a facet for almost everyone and every background. As John mentioned, he owned a graveyard. Now, is there any other senator you know who served who owned his own graveyard? Probably not. I would tell you that he also served two counties and two districts and not just one. He served the Klamath County area almost as well as he served the Grants Pass area.
he had relatives in Klamath County. When I was being gifted as president of the Senate at the end of a session, he and Fred Hurd bought a hi-fi set from a Klamath County merchant, not from someone in Grants Pass, from Klamath County, to show the Senate's temporary respect for the outgoing president of the Senate, and gave it to me. Now, I think that's important. He told me about his roots in Klamath County as well as his roots there. You can hear how strong and how really productive the roots are from listening to the testimony from the lady from Merlin. There's no question about it. I do not wish to take too much of your time, but I do wish to tell you that Senator Potts, as a senator, not just a lottery commission chair, which is a very important job now, but as a senator, was a very, very interesting person. The best word I can think of to use for him is loyalty. When he was acting governor, which he was for a long period of time, he was very loyal to that job. He was loyal to the executive and not just loyal to the legislative branch as well. When he was a member of the coalition, which included both Republicans and Democrats and was a kind of country club in-group that ran the Senate for a number of sessions, as a coalition. When he was in that coalition, he was very loyal to them. After the days of the coalition, when he reverted to his registration as a Democrat, he was very loyal. He was loyal to whoever the president of the Senate was. He was loyal to Jason Bowe. He was loyal to Fred Hurd. And I'm thankful to say he was loyal as well to me. All of the people he had voted for, he stuck with. It's been mentioned that he was an important person on the Ways and Means Committee. That's not just one session. That's a long time. And those of you now do not have a notion, you don't, of what the Ways and Means Committee was like, because it was itself an internal legislative group. The emergency board met, and there was no caucus control or caucus second guessing of the decisions that were made in the Ways and Means Committee during the time that Debs was on that committee. I remember once when former mayor of Portland, Vera Katz, was on the committee, and she and I got into a tiff over something. I said something to her that I probably shouldn't have. But Debs immediately, he wasn't the chair of the subcommittee where this tiff over the higher education budget came up. Debs immediately stepped in and mediated that tiff. He made me pipe down, as he should have. He made her listen to the point of view that she did not want to hear, given where she was from. He made both of us pipe down and listen to the facts and to the attitude of the other people who did not come from the same place as I came from or as she came from. And he mediated that and solved a very, very serious potential problem and fight over a large budget. Now, Debs could do that. What was he doing? He was being loyal again to the institution where he was, the Ways and Means Committee and the legislature and the state Senate. When he solved that tiff, it made it easier for all of those institutional chairs to work better. Loyalty was the man. He was loyal to Oregon. That's it.
Thank you. Questions for this panel?
Yes.
Sarah Atkinson.
Thank you. I guess it's a question for this panel and for the committee also. I had the privilege of speaking at his service that we had in the Senate with the governor and several of you and several former governors, and I recounted how Debs, first time he met me, made fun of me, which is something I've written about at this quite a bit. At that time, though, Mr. Powell has recounted that there was a portrait of him painted, and Senator Fadley has also said that recounted that he did serve as governor until, I believe, it was an initiative that changed the requirement that when the governor traveled out of state, that the power of the governor wouldn't revert to the Senate President's office. However, what's that?
When did that happen?
74 or 5? Is that correct?
Something close to that. May I add to that?
Please.
You didn't ask me a question, but I'll go ahead if you will let me.
Absolutely.
If you will let
sure.
me.
I will. I know that if Senator Potts were here, you wouldn't be allowed to. But
actually, Senator Potts might allow me to point out the lack of wisdom of that particular initiative. Oregon has no lieutenant governor. It has never had a lieutenant governor. We start from that. During the time that he was president of the Senate, the president of the Senate was number two, not the Secretary of State, not the State Treasurer, but was number two in the line of succession. There had been a serious plane crash in which a number of people were killed before that time, so it was in the memory of the populace that there had been a wipeout of the leadership through one plane crash. And in general, people kind of liked the idea. Walter Pearson was a coalition Senate president. And Walter Pearson pardoned a gentleman. Is it Fitzpatrick or... Yes. Fitzpatrick's son, who had been convicted of something like manslaughter while he was governor. And the result of Walter Pearson, a coalition president, a Democrat, but a coalition president, a fellow from Portland, as a matter of fact, but a coalition president, pardoning that senator's son, was that there was some upswelling against the idea, but Debs had no criticism for anything that he did during the time he was governor. And he went to the governor's office. He still ran the Senate through Maribel Cadmus or people like that, but he did that. So there was some dissatisfaction with someone else, but not with Debs.
The reason I bring that point up, and it's in the memorial, line 15, 196 days he acted as governor. At the time that we had the memorial, we were, as an institution, talking about hanging his portrait, if not permanently, hanging his portrait for a while in the Capitol, which is a honor reserved for former governors. What has happened to that effort?
So Robert Holmes' picture is there. Davis belongs there. Robert was briefly, around.
Senator Atkinson,
Deb belongs there anyway.
I don't know the answer to that question, but I'm sure in your spare time here at the Capitol you can explore it and bring us back an answer.
Well, Madam Chair.
Senator Atkinson.
If this is going to be up on the Senate floor, I presume we have enough votes today, and it will be probably up for third readings on Tuesday. That would be an opportune time for us to have that portrait temporarily dislodged from the lottery building, soon to be renamed, and move it to the Capitol. I think I can think of no more fitting time. In fact, I could probably find a hammer and some hooks.
My understanding, Senator Atkinson, is the presiding officers have jurisdiction over that, so I'm sure they would Senate President and Speaker, I'm sure they'd look forward to having a conversation and a request from you, and maybe the Senate President's office is listening. We can get that done for next week.
May I ask one other question?
Senator Atkinson, you may.
If I were to arrange that, can I borrow the picture?
Certainly, lottery have no objection to that. As I said, it does have a little caption, chair of the commission. You might want to have a new little something to put on that. We'd be happy to loan it to the Capitol, or if you want to, whatever your conditions are, I'd be fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Penn.
Thank you.
I have any further questions for this panel? Thank you all very much. We appreciate you joining us this morning. I just received a couple of other emails in support, which I'll read as they're both brief. This one's from Governor Roberts. Tiffany, I just arrived back in town and found your email. I'm unable to attend the hearing before the Senate Rules Committee. I would love to, but I just can't. This has my full support, referring to SCR 8, and is a fitting tribute to a wonderful Oregonian, Barbara Roberts. Another one. Dear Senator Brown, unfortunately I will be unable to attend the public hearing on the resolution honoring Eugene D. Debs Potts, recognizing his distinguished and remarkable career with service to the people of Oregon. Nevertheless, I write respectfully to urge favorable consideration of SCR 8. For nearly the past four decades, I've had the privilege of working with Debs Potts. He was a person of great compassion, strength, vision, and energy. Oregon is a much better place because he served the people of our state. Yours sincerely, Wallace P. Carson, Jr., Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court. Anybody else wishing to testify? We're going to close the public hearing and open a workshop session, and for that I would turn to Senator Atkinson.
Madam Chair, move dash ones.
Senator Atkinson moves the dash one amendments. Ms. Harris, could you tell us a little bit about the amendments?
Sure. The amendment was proposed by Senator Hannon a couple of days ago. I rushed over to Legislative Council, and they were good enough to have them draft it just in time for the hearing, and the amendment would rename the Oregon State Lottery Commission building the Debs Potts Oregon State Lottery Commission building.
Thank you, Ms. Harris. We appreciate you getting on this immediately, and we also appreciate the efforts of Legislative Council to have the amendment ready for us today. Any further discussion about the amendment?
Madam Chair, it just shows that Senator Hannon still has a tremendous amount of power that in one phone call can make an amendment, but I think that's fantastic.
Senator Atkinson has moved the dash one amendments to SCRA. Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none. Motion passes. Senator Atkinson.
Madam Chair, I would move SCR 8 to the floor as amended with a do adopt recommendation.
Senator Atkinson has moved SCR 8 to the Senate floor with a do adopt recommendation. Any further discussion on this resolution? Would you please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Ringo? Senator Shields?
Aye.
Vice Chair Ferrioli?
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion passes. Senator Ringo, for the audience's information, is on tour with the Senate Judiciary in Pendleton this morning, so he couldn't join us. Again, I want to thank the Potts family and all the boys for coming up today and joining us, all friends and former colleagues, and we really appreciate you being here this morning. And with that, I think we are adjourned. Yes, you can carry. Sorry, in the joy of the moment, the chair forgot we have a couple of business matters, so folks, you can go on and leave unless you wish to stay. I would just ask that Senator Shields come on back. We have two requests for drafting by legislative concepts and three bill introductions. So the chair would move that we have the following bills, legislative concepts drafted. Number one, from the chair, a bill to create a pilot program allowing voters with certain physical impairments to cast votes by telephone. Number two, from Senator Atkinson, a proposal to change guidelines governing mapping for destination resorts and the adoption of county comprehensive plans. And then the following LC drafts for introduction as committee measures: LC 2264, LC 2516, LC 99. Committee members, again, this is your 955. What did I say?
I said 99.
LC 955. Committee members, again, your vote in favor of drafting and introduction has nothing to do with your opposition or support of these members and measures, and you have my guarantee that both drafting and bill introduction will not delay assignee die. With that, is there any discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Travel safely.